I think the models have to do with first of all, with things like breaking down the walls between the school and the world. Programs which involve students in academic studies that are joined with real-life immersion in the world tend to be programs where students are motivated to learn and get smarter faster. Quick example, University of Michigan, over the last several years, big course in political science, 200-300 students in a lecture hall. The professor did an experiment. Half those students got the standard curriculum, read the books, listen to the lectures, take the tests. The other half got all of that plus the requirement that they find a field work assignment of some sort in the city of Ann Arbor. And since this was a basic political science course, your options were pretty wide. You could serve at a soup kitchen, or you could work in a political campaign, or volunteer in a voluntary association of some sort, all kinds of possibilities. He, for several years, tracked the grades, compared the grades of those two groups. And what he found was that the students who had the field assignment did better at the academic side of political science than the students who just had the academics. Well, that's a little counterintuitive, because you might think, well, the students who had the field assignment had less time to spend on their books, and they would also begrudge the fact that they had an extra assignment. But what we know in education, I think, is that when you break down the walls between academics and the world, or let's say between the mind and the heart, when you join the heart and the mind, when a student is not only studying the statistics of poverty, but volunteering at a soup kitchen, feeding people who are poor, that student is animated to learn in a way that's much more compelling than if you're just reading it in a book.
The student is simply engaged.
Simply engaged, and engagement, especially the engagement of the heart, deepens the engagement of the mind. We make a very false division in our educational system between the heart and the mind. And I hear it all the time. When I talk with folks in higher education about some of these things, and I talk about attending to the student's heart, someone will say, oh, you want us to be therapists, not professors. And I'll say, no, I want you to be good professors. I want you to understand that teaching involves teaching the whole person. Because if you can address the issues of the heart, you're going to draw the mind into its best work more deeply.